Welcome back to our middle school podcast, and thanks for joining us again. As we record this podcast, we're just days away from all middle school students returning to regular classes. And as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, the staff couldn't be happier that we're welcoming back the boys on Monday. I have little doubt that some boys have thrived in their learning at home environment, but we also know of plenty of guys who have struggled, particularly over the last couple of weeks, with motivation, and are very much looking forward to returning to school next week. Joining me in the podcast today, we've got Ben Lynham, our Year 7 coordinator, and Mr. Adrian Helwig, our college counsellor, who've both of you been around the podcast before, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Adrian, you're almost a regular. So thank you for being part of this. Look, to start off, we over the last 48 hours, have surveyed a large number of middle school boys about getting their insight and perspective of how they found their learning at home environment. And we thought we'd just start the podcast by sharing a little bit about what the boys have shared with us. Well, I think they've showed an incredible insight into where they're at with their learning at home and how they found the last month or so. And some of the questions, I think, were really pleasing to see, and others have highlighted exactly what we've known. So things like how often have you shared your work with parents and guardians? I'm looking at the year nine data here, Ben, and we'd be looking well over three quarters of guys who are at least once a day or once every 2 days sharing some sort of work or having conversations about their schoolwork with their parents, which I think is a really pleasing thing. And I don't know if that would be the case in a normal school and the busyness of life, but it's been a big, huge tick to our parents, and we're very thankful for the support they've shown the boys while they've been on the home front. It'd be similar for Year 7 as well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the results from the survey we did this week, and overwhelmingly the boys have increased their communication with parents about what they're doing with their work. They're checking emails regularly, and I really want to thank the parents for supporting us from the home front with the boys on their online learning journey.
It's had its challenges, and we asked the boys what is the hardest part, or what's been the hardest part of online learning, and we've tried to sift through the all the responses and try and find themes. And Adrian, you've as always have your finger on the pulse for these matters as well in the support you would have shown individual students throughout the time. If I sort of glean over what the boys have told us about the hardest part, definitely the amount of emails have come up, and as if that's not a welcome to the real world experience, email traffic has considerably increased, and the boys have noticed that that's staying on top of emails. And I find that, you know, as someone who gets about 100 plus a day, it's a particular skill, isn't it, to try and manage the inbox.
I think it's really good actually that the boys are getting those sorts of skills, not only for life later on, but even for here at school. The number of times we send emails to boys and, oh, I didn't think to check my email, but now they're a bit more conscious that it is a means of communication and we do use it.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The boys have said that one of the hardest parts is wanting that immediate feedback or immediate direction or immediate clarity that they get from their teachers in the classroom. They pop their hand up, they can talk to the teacher, it's right then and there, it's when they need it to happen. But the turnaround of either in a, you know, even in a Zoom class, having to wait to have, you know, that to happen, you just can't pop your hand up and clarify something when it's really required, or having to wait via email or OneNote for the hour, the 2 hours, or even the 24-hour turnaround. They found that frustrating, and I completely appreciate that. When you're on a roll and you need something clarified, that's something that they've missed. They've certainly said staying motivated has been a challenge, as has being able to fight off distractions. You talk about good life lessons, that it's not just procrastination, but I think there's also been digital distractions, you know, being able to swipe across and watch something or play something on a game, or environmental distractions by get up and walking around and things like that. So they're those routines and control mechanisms that exist in schools. They're really good for boys. But on the home front, I guess, and with the different level of supervision, it's been a harder for them to stay on top of that. They've obviously missed seeing their friends as well. Mm. Ben, have you got other things there that you've picked up as you...
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. The distractions at home are very apparent with the sevens. Even just having pets around, a dog would bark and they want to go out and play with the dog or the cat. There's a lot of distractions online, as you mentioned. Maybe the internet, you know, they've had trouble syncing their OneNotes. Food, they quite often walk to the fridge and just help themselves to food because there's no bells at home, so has been a bit of a challenge. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone next week and everyone comes back and hearing their stories of how they managed to navigate online learning.
Yeah, nice. Adrian?
I think, too, some of the boys have really missed the classroom atmosphere where not only are they not seeing their mates during this time, but they're not knowing how their mates are going with the work. They can't just turn to their mate next door and say, oh, what do you say, or how does this work? Or, and even knowing their overall position in the class. Some of the kids are very competitive and like to know where they sit in the class with the understanding of the work that's presented. So that's been a real challenge for some of the boys as well.
When we asked them about what have you enjoyed most about learning at home, there's certainly some entertaining answers, but if we try to pick out some of the themes, certainly having that sense of freedom, that flexibility in the timetable, having greater control over the learning and the pace at learning certainly came out. Having the tick boxes on the PDF, the boys love achieving a task and ticking something off. So having that task orientated, yep, I've achieved this bit, or I've done this task, or I've completed here. They've liked that bit. They've certainly, a large number of boys talked about being able to get up and eat when they want to. That was, yeah. I don't know if that's something that, if that's an important takeaway from, from the learning at home, but giving the boys more choice, but particularly culinary choice seems to be a significant part of what they've enjoyed the most. Ben, have you got other...
Yeah, I think the just at their own pace comes out quite often here. And that flipped learning, I think the Year 7 teachers I know have done a lot of work providing that platform of videos that they can just pause, they can work on a concept, they can go back and rewatch that. I think that's been really effective. Just reading through some... You know, it's been a really positive experience for a lot of the boys. It has its challenges, but the question here is, what would they do over again? I think a lot of them, you know, positive routines as much as they can at home. I think they enjoyed not having to get up in school uniform and put a tie on each day. So I dare say some of them would be working in their pyjamas all day, but that's okay. If they're getting the work done, I'm happy.
I mean, I know for some of the students too, especially those that come a long way to school by bus and by train, they've really appreciated the fact that they finish school at 3 o'clock and they're home. They don't have to wait another half hour or hour on public transport. And the same with coming in the morning. It means they can be a bit more relaxed to start the day, and they've really enjoyed that part.
Even when we asked them what would they do differently, a lot of guys said, I had some pretty good routines established and it was effective for me. But a lot of them do identify that distraction. Mm. You know, trying to set up ways that they can prevent themselves being distracted. And again, I know we touched on this in our previous podcast with Alex Sullivan, Kate Alexander, about how as a school we teach those metacognitive skills, like this is where I'm at, this is the learning environment I need to be established for myself, and I need to be able to self-regulate my own learning here and my own behaviours. And I think they're such important life skills. And I think one of the whole COVID learning at home things has taught us that there's a real need for us to do as much support and skill development in that particular area as we can to help them through their future years. Hopefully not learning at home, but in all aspects of life. I'm just going to flick over here. I'm keen to, as we're, you know, days away from returning to school, what should we expect from middle school boys as they return after such a lengthy period away? Ben, what is it that we should be expecting from them, given some of them will have had 8 weeks, so 5 weeks learning at home, 2 weeks holiday, the final week, which got, you know, a lot of schools, including us, shut down mostly during that week. So they've had 8 weeks, and some guys have had more than 8 weeks away. What do you think we should, you know, in general expect from middle school boys as they return?
I think we need to expect a pretty broad range of readiness to be back at school. Yep. Almost coming back from a Christmas holiday for some of them. Mm. So we might see that service in lethargy at school, lack of focus, agitated. But on the other side, we might see boys that are just itching to get back into the school routine. So we might see excited, might see a little bit of impulsivity here and there. That face-to-face interaction with their boys, I think they're craving. So my advice for the core teachers and myself would be just to be aware of that spectrum and to be able to cater for and be agile for those needs.
Well, I think, as Greg said, we've got to remember it's nearly 8 weeks for most of the kids, which is the same as end of year break. So I think the range of reactions we'll see will be exactly the same as we see at the beginning of the year. As your students are at the beginning of every year, pretty much accept the same sort of reactions as we start back after this extended break.
And there's probably going to be some guys who have completed all of their work feeling like they're totally on top of something, but we're going to do a bit of checking for understanding next week. Because while some, it's not quite like Christmas holidays in that they have been doing something, but I guess we need to ensure that the concepts, the skills, the knowledge that we've been working through over the last 5 weeks has stuck, and there's some level of deep understanding and recall that's going to we're going to need to test over the first week there. So there could be a bit of frustration built in there that the boys are either revisiting something that they've done, or frustration that, I thought I knew this. And nothing beats that classroom face-to-face, you know, and those conversations that happen with teachers. I guess I'm interested to hear, should we, given we've had 5 weeks of learning at home and we start back next week, do you think schools in general should be in a rush to get back to normality? Or is it a case of treating it like first day of term one and just hasten a little slowly and refine, you know, refine that rhythm that was established after the start of term?
I think we need to take it slower. Like you said, I think we just need to take our time, reset almost at ground zero. So one of my... I did a video before the boys left, encouraging the importance of staying in a positive routine when they're at home. Not everyone would have done that, so I'd like to next week check in to see if see where they're at with their learning, if they've engaged. Some boys may come back and say, look, it might appear, sir, that I haven't done that work, but I actually did it here. It's in another notebook or it's in my exercise book. So it might take a week or two just to reset and see where everyone's at.
I think it's important that we realise we're walking a very fine line here. While what Ben's saying is perfectly correct, at the same time, the boys have to realise that there's work to be done before the end of term. That we've still got to try and catch up on some things, we've still got to progress through the year, we've still got to progress their learning. So it's a very fine line we walk, but I, for one, am perfectly confident that our staff are more than capable of walking that line and guiding the boys through that difficult time.
What advice, Adrian, should we or could we offer our young people about reigniting that motivation that they, you know, they're having in term one, late in term one there for their schoolwork, and particularly for those who've lost a bit of the passion and the drive for their learning? What advice can we give them?
Well, I think it's really interesting. When you look at our year 11s and 12s who are, as you know, are already back, it's amazing the energy that was about the place during that initial coming back to school. And I think the students really need to learn to tap into that energy. And it's not they're not on their own now. They're with their mates. They're with their cohort. And they'll be able to tap into that energy, as I said. And I think the reignition of their desire to learn, the reignition of those skills that have maybe lapsed a little bit during this break, I think will be easier than we might think. I think the boys will take it just as they do at the beginning of each year and just as they do at the beginning of each term, that, right, now we're back to work, let's get on with it.
What, Ben, what should parents be on the lookout for their sons as they return to regular classes, as far as returning that motivation? And is there something that you'd advise parents to be looking out for in particular?
Yeah, definitely their mood in the mornings and afternoons. I think some boys are going to be anxious coming back to see their friends and their group that potentially they haven't spoken to in 2 months. So just watch out for their mood. If you do find it's lower than normal, get in contact with myself or a core teacher. I think we need to keep an eye out for that. And just their energy, as Adrian said, I think that's really important. I think the teachers are going to really enjoy the boys being back as we feed off that energy. I know I'm drinking more coffee than I should at the moment, so I think the boys coming back will certainly ignite that in me.
And wasn't it true about the Year 12s and 11s returning last week? How much, at recess time, how much noise they generated on campus?
It was quite incredible.
Yeah, and they're typically the quiet sort of, you know, those older year levels make far less noise than the younger ones. But it was really noticeable that they were really up and about in that first week back.
And I think one of the most important things for parents is to keep the conversation happening with your kids. Just really talk about how they're experiencing it, how they're finding it, what challenges they're having, what they're really appreciating. The sorts of things that Greg and Ben have done in their surveys with the students, it's really good for parents to do a bit of that as well.
Yeah. Let's, as we wrap this up, Ben, what's the thing that you're most looking forward to about next week and the boys coming back?
You said it, I think energy. We're, at the moment, we've been that NRL game with no crowd.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the crowd coming back and hearing that noise. So, looking forward to it.
It's been a while since you've played handball.
That's right. I need my confidence back.
Yeah, you need your confidence back. Adrian, what's the thing that you're looking forward to about having the boys back next week?
Well, again, it's that energy, the happy smiling faces. As a counsellor, I really feed off that energy of working with people, and not having them around makes it very difficult. We've had to feed off the energy of using the table tennis tables instead to improve our skills, so the boys might find a few extra challenges down there from staff as well.
Yeah, certainly the year-level coordinators, myself and Adrian, have been having a hit during our lunch breaks down there. So those boys, looking forward to coming back. You're going to come back to much stronger opposition from a few of the teachers. Absolutely, and they're the little things that we've been 100% looking forward to about next week. Again, certainly on behalf of the middle school teachers and staff, I extend a heartfelt thanks to the parents for their support throughout these weeks, and we're very much looking forward to inviting your sons back next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.